Blog Talk Radio.
Cool Wellness Radio. I'm here to inform you how to have pain-free days and a healthy lifestyle. Cool Wellness Radio. We specialize in fitness and physical therapy. We'll tell you all our secrets.
Hello, hello. We are Core Wellness Radio, optimizing your body's potential from the core. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Wednesday, February 17th. When we last left off, we had Jackie Lash Callahan talking with everyone about ways to get the nutrients you need during pregnancy and also after pregnancy. And now we're going to complement that with a really exciting show. We have local area group Fit for Moms owner, Jennifer Lundgren. She is here to talk about her organization. She's the owner and the ways that this group serves moms in the ways of fitness. So pre and postnatal, and that's, you know, if you've had your baby 6 months ago, 6 years ago, 16 years ago, there are a lot of things you can do to get back on the horse fitness-wise, and that's what Fit for Moms is all about. Jennifer is also a mom of four, so she's been there, she gets it, and so we're going to talk with her about the organization, about her passion, and just some tips for helping moms get back in the saddle when it comes to fitness. So, Jennifer, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Hello.
Great. Hello. Thank you so much for joining us. This is such a treat. We love having local area businesses on. And so I know Fit for Moms, this, your particular chapter serves Arlington and Alexandria. Can you just kind of tell us about Fit for Mom and what your organization brings to the community?
Yeah, absolutely. So some people might actually know us more as Stroller Strides, because when we first started out, we started as Stroller Strides. And as time progressed on, and Stroller Strides is a fitness class for moms to do with their babies, the little one is in the stroller the entire class, and it is a total body workout using the stroller and using tubes for fit, for strength training. And as time went on, Stroller Strides, we started offering other programs. We started offering our Fit for Baby program, which is our prenatal program. And then we added on our Body Back program, which is our high-intensity interval training classes. And that's no kids at those classes. It's moms only. And now we are offering Stroller Bar and our Fit for Mom running clubs and coaching through running programs. So what has happened over time is we realized that we were more than Stroller Strides, and we felt like that name wasn't really completely representative of everything we were doing, because we were fitness for moms in every stage of motherhood, from pregnancy all the way through postpartum and beyond. And so a few years back, we changed the name to Fit for Mom, and so Fit for Mom now has programs in Stroller Strides, Body Back, Fit for Baby, Stroller Bar, running clubs, and, you know, who knows what the future holds there. So that's really a little bit about Fit for Mom, is that we really are focusing on every stage of motherhood. And, yeah, so those classes just offer different things for all different moms.
That's wonderful. So a lot of different options in there. You know, I love that you can bring baby or not, you know, if you're having a hard time finding a sitter, if, you know, if you need to bring baby, if you want to bring baby, if you don't, I think that that's great. And I think there are, it's great that there are a lot of different options to get moms out there, to get moms moving, because that can be tough. We've talked about this a lot on the show. When you're so dedicated to baby, and that it's hard to give back to you. And you know, we need to do that as moms, especially when it comes to fitness. You know, I think it's great that you have a lot of different options out there for moms.
Absolutely.
And also just the sense of community that you're fostering, because I know for me personally, getting out there and meeting new moms was key. just from mental health alone.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that's so great about our Stroller Strides program is that it really does focus on that. You know, one of the reasons baby is in the stroller the entire time is that so mom can focus on herself for an hour. She is not only, you know, being able to do something with her child, she's setting such an incredible example of exercise and fitness in front of her children by exercising in front of them so that they see that fitness is fun and that it's something that you're just teaching them, like just like eating healthy at home. You're teaching them that by doing. We show them so much more by what we do than by what we say. And so they're seeing her exercise, but she's also getting to be with other moms that are like-minded in fitness and health and wellness. And she's also getting that opportunity to meet other moms. If it's anything like me, you know, one of the first people out of your group of friends to have a baby, it's like, now what? What do I do next? So she has that opportunity to get to make friends, to create that community. Her kids are then, or her child or whoever is then making friends as they start to grow older. Sometimes as they start as babies, that's not really where they're going. But we do have play groups after class. So then after class, the kiddos get to come and get out of their stroller. That's their reward, right? Is they get to get out of their stroller and play with their friends and go to the playground if we're outside or do different play group activities when we're inside. So it's really the totality of fitness. You know, our tagline is giving you strength for fitness, motherhood, and life. And that's that is completely true. We want to bring all of those components into that class, into that hour time.
Well, and I love it, too, because, you know, for the stroller class, for example, you know, if your kids are in a stroller, then they're probably sort of in the same age range. And I found that was so important. It was especially as a new mom, making friends who had kids my kids' age. So I could kind of see what are they doing, you know, what are they feeding their kid, what are the milestones, you know. And so that in combination with meeting moms who are passionate about fitness really just, I mean, it's just a home run. I think it's a great opportunity for moms to get out there and, you know, like, and also, like you said, you know, set a good example because, you know, they're little sponges and they're, you know, they're going to do what we do. And so if this is important to you, it's going to be important to them. I think that that's great. Can you talk a little bit about how you got started in all of this? I mean, what, you know, do you have a personal story or a personal connection that makes all of this so important to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I got started as when I had my first daughter, my child. That was 13 years ago, and I, you know, had been out in the D.C. workforce before that, and just really knew that that wasn't exactly what I wanted to be doing when I became a mom. I didn't want to be putting in the long, crazy hours that I had been putting in, and quite frankly, I knew that just because I birthed a child didn't mean that my hours were going to change. My job was still the same, and I wasn't quite sure how I was going to figure that out, and in crunching the numbers, you know, recognized that it really wasn't completely prudent for me to be working and having a nanny or child care, and especially for such huge amounts of time. I mean, it would be days where before I would see her if I really had the kind of hours that I was keeping before. So I decided to stay home for a while. I quit my job, and I wanted to stay home and just kind of figure this whole thing out because I didn't exactly know what that meant, and I think I just needed some time to marinate in motherhood for a little bit. And then, you know, quickly realized I have I don't have a fitness background per se. I was involved in sports through high school and college. I ran track. I swam. After college, I got involved doing triathlons. And when I got pregnant, I was just already very in tune with fitness. And I started just soaking in everything that I could get my hands on about prenatal fitness and just really what that meant. And so one of my dear friends who lived in San Diego was taking this class, and she was telling me all about this Stroller Strides class. And you know, she said, why don't you call and see if they have anything by you that's fantastic. I love it. It's my lifeline. Like, you absolutely have to start doing this. And I called the company, and the founder at the time, Lisa Druxman, picked up the phone and was like, well, we don't have any classes by you, but we're starting to just sell franchises. So if you're interested, you could be one of our beta franchises. And I was like, I don't even know what that means. And basically, basically it was like you have 2 weeks to decide because we're selling five of them across the country. We want to see if it works in other places other than beautiful, sunny San Diego where, you know, you can be outside any day of the week.
Sure.
Do you want a bite? And I just looked at my husband and I said, in my gut, this just feels like the right thing to do. And now I am here 12 years later, still running a franchise. And since that time, I have become certified to be a master trainer for Fit for Mom, which means that in the D.C. area, I train and work with franchisees and new instructors that want to become Stroller Stride, Fit for Baby, Body Back, Stroller Bar instructors. I train them and help get them up and running, so not just for my own personal franchise, but, you know, across this area. And so it's really turned into another career for me, not one that I ever intended. You know, in the meantime, I, of course, have gotten myself certified, and I'm a personal trainer now, and through all of those different channels. But, yeah, it really just kind of took off in a whole different career path than I ever expected. And, you know, I'm an entrepreneur and a small business owner, and so it's really been an incredible journey, and not one I think 12 years ago that I would have looked at and ever said that I would be here today doing which it's just so amazing too, because I think for moms and women that there those opportunities are out there, and for Fit for Mom it is such a great opportunity for franchising to have your own business, to be able to stay home. I often get teased by my friends when I say I'm a stay-at-home mom because they look at me and they're like, you know, you're not like first a stay-at-home mom, you run a business. But I still feel like, yeah, but I get to go do story time at school and I get to help out with other things and just really still be involved in my kids' lives while I'm getting to run this business and have this job.
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's great when you can find a way to meet all of your needs and your children's. And we talk about this juggling act now and how difficult it is. And so, you know, and for you to be able to bring such an important resource to the community, you know, to new moms. And I should say, you've mentioned that this is something for moms of all stages. So, and that includes prenatal. Is that true? So now you have classes, prenatal classes as well?
Fit for Mom does offer a program called Fit for Baby, and there are prenatal classes.
Okay.
In the Arlington-Alexandria franchise at this time, I am not offering any Fit for Baby classes.
Oh, okay, okay.
But they are an option, not in this area, but it is one of the options that Fit for Mom does have is those prenatal classes, and that's mom only, and it's such a great chance for her to, you know, pregnancy, believe it or not, people don't know this or often think of it this way, but pregnancy is a state of wellness. We actually are creating and intaking more oxygen than ever before. We're having more blood in our body than ever before. Our bodies are able to do amazing things. And, you know, those old wives' tales of, you know, the 1940s, like think about it back before then. You know, women were out working the fields pregnant, and in other countries they still are until the day they give birth, you know, because they have, yes, we have moments of pregnancy that don't feel so great. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't even want to remember those some days.
Those last few weeks, for sure.
There are times where it is ugly and you're, like, want to crawl across the floor and stay in bed. And, yes, all of that. But in the sense that pregnancy is a state of wellness, and so we want to exercise through that. So you create that healthier mom, which is then going to create a healthier baby that is growing inside of her. And, you know, research has shown just how much easier labor and delivery is for a fit mom. So even though I don't have the Fit for Baby classes, so many of my moms that get pregnant, you know, and have second and third and fourth children remain loyal to their Stroller Strides classes and continue working through those Stroller Strides classes. Yeah.
Well,
now,
you know, and you know, with Elizabeth, you know, Dr. E talks about this a lot. I mean, you know, she's a physical therapist, and so for her, you know, prevention is key, right? So if you are exercising during pregnancy and before pregnancy, and making it fitness a priority, and that includes nutrition and all of, you know, stress management and all the important things that we need to do, you know, there's less of a chance that you may need to, you know, go in to see a physical therapist after the, you know, who knows.
Well, that's a really great connection there because, yes, and that's a great thing about What you all do there at Core Wellness is that, you know, the woman's body does go through a whole lot, more changes in 9 months of pregnancy than a man's body will see in his lifetime. And it really does and can take a toll on your posture and on just everything with your joints and your pelvis. And, yes, so what you all do at Core Wellness is maybe critical for some women to go take a visit over there after they have a baby and need a little putting back together.
Absolutely, yeah, you know, and staying fit through all of that and after is really key, you know, and so when you have your new moms who come in, and when I say new, I don't mean new like they just had a baby, but, you know, let's say that maybe 4 years ago mom had a baby and she's decided, okay, now's the time, I really want to get involved, I want to meet some new moms, I want to get fit. You know, do you find that you get a lot of questions from this group of people? I mean, what are some things that people often ask you when they're looking to join Fit for Mom?
Well, you know, it really depends on the program, honestly, and that's a great question because we do get moms that are cleared by their doctor. 6 weeks postpartum, they can resume pregnancy, and that's the beautiful thing about stroller strides is that they can get in to that class 6 weeks postpartum. They can come with baby, but then, you know, kids get older and they go off to school and you don't maybe necessarily have a child to bring with you to stroller strides, or you work full time and that class is not an option because of our schedule that we have. And, you know, we do have weekends and evenings, but most of our classes are, you know, 9:30 in the morning and you've got to get out and go to your job. And so that's where the body back class comes in. And, you know, a lot of moms are like, well, how do I get started? And a lot of times I say, honestly, it's like walking. You just have to put one foot in front of the other and just get started. And it may seem scary at first, and you might not know what to do, but that's the beauty of our classes, that our instructors are there. We're all trained in pre- and postnatal fitness, and we're there to help women along every stage of this journey to really just get moving and get going, whether it's 6 weeks postpartum or 4 years postpartum, is that exercise is so important for us. And as we age, and the reality is we are aging despite how young we are, you know, exercise is just only going to make us healthier and make the aging process easier.
Absolutely. So, and because there are so many different options, you know, can women expect to be outside? Is it indoors? What is the setting primarily? I mean, it sounds like a stroller.
Well,
you're probably going to be experiencing, you know, and Northern Virginia, D.C., I mean, you can't ask for better views, out, you know, when you're outside working out. What can they expect in terms of atmosphere?
Right. Well, in the spring, summer, and fall, we are definitely outside taking advantage of that outdoor beautiful weather as much as possible. And the kids love that. For the stroller strides class, and I say even for the classes that don't have kids, the body back classes, that, you know, we just really enjoy being outside because it's just beautiful. But there are times of year, and like I had said at the beginning, you know, sunny San Diego, they don't ever have to really go inside for, you know, maybe the rain they get once a year. But here we see inclement weather. And especially for those little ones, we're inside during the winter and during, you know, those months when it's just not really conducive to be outside. So we do move our classes into indoor facilities. And I work with Arlington County and with the City of Alexandria and some of the local schools to use their gyms in the early morning class times and some local studios. So that we can take our classes inside. But ideally, you know, and our stroller strides class is a traveling class. We've got to move those kids because I always say if they could sit still in a stroller, we would all shop more. But we know that we need to keep those strollers moving. So just being outside and being able to have as much park space and land space to move around in is just absolutely critical.
Yeah, it's great for kids too. I mean, there's so much out there now, and we talk about this a lot too, getting the kids outside, you know, especially if they are, you know, in school, you know, in preschool even, you know, and if they are, you know, having to be stuck inside, if the weather is bad, great to get them out, enjoying nature, seeing mom work out, seeing mom connecting with community too, you know, making those connections, making new friends, a great avenue for socialization. Do you all meet typically once a week or a few times a week? How does that work?
We have classes 6 days a week for Stroller Stride.
Oh,
so
wow.
She can come Monday through Saturday. And in Arlington and Alexandria, just depending if we're inside or outside, we have more than one class location. So we're in Old Town, we're in West End of Alexandria, we're in two different places in Arlington when we're outside. And then same for our body back classes. They're typically 3 days a week. And the reason we limit the number of days a week for body back is because high-intensity interval training, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. It's really hard on the body. We don't want to be doing that 5 days a week. We want them to be doing cross-training and doing other types of exercise. So body back meets 3 days a week, but we have three different class locations, one down in South Arlington, one in, South Alexandria, and then one in the middle of Alexandria, and then one in Arlington. So we have three different class locations for that. So really, she can get a workout in, you know, 6 days a week with our different classes.
That's excellent. Do you find that through these classes, moms find small ways even to kind of carry this into their homes? You know, find small ways to work exercise into things that they're doing. I mean, you know, stuff comes up and kids get sick and, you know, and life happens. If they can't get to a class, do you feel, I mean, they say that when, you know, once you've started to get fit, you know, you are living a healthier lifestyle and you probably just by default are finding ways to work that in just being more fitness minded. But do you feel that, you know, women can, are there some tangibles that maybe moms can take home with them so that when they can't make it to a class, they can still, you know, get some exercise in?
Absolutely. I feel that is definitely happening. And I think that, you know, you're spot on that people, once they get in that habit, they miss their days of exercise. And if they do have kiddos that are sick and they're at home, they're, you know, posting, oh my gosh, I'm missing my Stroller Strides. Or when they come back to class, oh, I missed this so much. I missed working out with you guys. And they are definitely bringing these workouts in with them. And, you know, even if it's just a matter of, when you're not at class, if you're working out with your children, putting them in the stroller and going for a walk or a run, you know, like I said, we use exercise tubes. So a lot of women have their own sets of tubes. So when they're at home, they can do some of the exercises that they would ordinarily do in class.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, class is just more fun. There's a reason the group fitness industry is booming after all of these years, is because you just have more energy and more, you know, drive to work harder when you're in a group setting. But it's definitely something that they can do at home. And, you know, with all of the snow and crazy weather that we get around here sometimes and recently have had, you know, we'll post workouts on Facebook and Instagram so that moms can get it in, whether they're with their kiddos or not, get in a quick workout at home for those days where we can't get out because we've been, you know, trapped inside with weather or whatever. And hopefully they're saving those and then using them maybe on the days that the little ones are sick or they just, you know, like you said, things come up and you just can't make it to that class time. Is that, you know, the hope is that they are doing those other things at home for themselves.
And
really trying to create that culture of wellness. It's not just about the exercise. You know, we do recipe swaps at class and we do talk about nutrition and we do talk about the total wellness of a mom and what an incredible responsibility we have as moms. You know, we're exercising, but we're also at home. We're in charge most of the time for what is going into our children's mouths. And so I think as we become moms, we become more conscientious of that because, and then that trickles over into what she has been putting into her mouth and how she's feeding and nourishing herself. And when she's being so healthy at class and exercising, you know, there's that motivation to have that carry over into the rest of the day.
Absolutely.
I oftentimes, in class will say, as we're doing a set, now you wouldn't dare think about going home and eating a bag of chips right now. So later in the day, when you want those bag of chips, think about what you just did.
That is an example there. Oh, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, my 2-year-old now, if I, you know, goodness, if I put something in my mouth that I know I probably shouldn't be having, but he's going to want it too, and then I have that battle. So, thank you. A healthier person overall if you go that route. I love the recipe swaps. I think that's fabulous. And, you know, you had mentioned that sometimes after class, moms create their own side groups or go do play groups after. Just another avenue for moms to get together and share the parenting experience and meet, you know, new moms and new friends can set up
play
dates.
Yeah, we do have an official play group. It's called Our Village, because that's what it is. We try, you know, with our community, we realize it does take a village. And in this area, you know, probably more so than in other parts of the country, but not really anymore, is we don't have that village, that family, that community. So we have to create it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so we want to create that in Fit for Mom to have that village. So we do have official play groups after class where we bring all the craft stuff and the games or whatever it is that the kids are going to be doing after class. And so we have that, but we also do monthly mom's night outs. And then we have community things that take place once a month that we do to help kind of create a larger sense of community within Fit for Mom, but also supporting the community that is around us that, you know, we're a larger part of. So we do have different things that that we do. And upcoming, if I can make a little plug here, is our upcoming Luna Fest, which is the first Wednesday in March, March 2nd. And it's to raise money for Postpartum Support Virginia and the Breast Cancer Fund. So two awesome women's issues that we... Yeah. So, you know, those are the kinds of things when I talk about larger community events. But, you know, mom's night outs and play groups after class are a norm for us.
That's great. And we do only have a couple of minutes left, so I did want to ask if there was anything you wanted to leave us with. Certainly the Luna Fest, you know, on our social media channels as well, we'll make sure to update our listeners on this event and anything else that you have going on. You know, is there anything else that you'd like to leave our listeners with before you go? This has been a fabulous conversation, really, really helpful. I think it'd be a great resource for Alexandria and Arlington moms. So anything else you'd like to leave our group with?
I would. You know, I really think that it's so important for new moms is, you know, you have this baby, and however long ago it was that you had it, is we need to be kind to ourselves. I think that we are under and feel like we're under such scrutiny, especially, you know, first new time new moms, as you get this baby, and it's like everybody's so worried about the baby weight. When is it going to come off? And I really am a believer of 9 months on, 9 months off, but truly enjoying the beauty of motherhood and loving and appreciating everything that your body just went through to push and bring, first of all, have a human being, and then bring it into this world from your body. Like, that is an amazing thing. And to just really be able to appreciate that more and, you know, love your imperfections, because we're not supposed to be perfect. And I think we're so caught up in what we see on the covers of magazines and what is happening and, you know, all of the stars and how they get their bodies back so fast. But the reality is that as moms, it does take time, and we're caring for other people and we're doing our best and recognizing that that is the most important thing. You know, we're not expected to be the best. We're just expected to do our best. And when we are, to really celebrate those moments and also celebrate the beauty of motherhood in every stage that it is and all of the different ages that our kids are presenting themselves. Because that is really, truly the gift of all of this.
Well, I could not have said it better myself. I think that's absolutely right on, you know, encouraging moms to get well, to get fit, you know, for their children and for them, for themselves. And a happy mom and a healthy mom, you know, really, you know, makes the family and just sets the tone. And so thank you for everything that you do. I know that Dr. E, Core Wellness, you know, everyone there is just a big fan of what you're bringing to the greater Northern Virginia area. So thank you. And thank you for being on the show. Anyone who is interested or would like to speak with Elizabeth, or Jennifer, and would like to learn more about Fit for Moms, go to their website, check them out. That's arlington-alexandriafitformom.com. And I think there might be a dot there. arlington-alexandriafitformom.com. And we will send this out via our social media channels as well, so you have that. Definitely check them out. Her contact information is there, email, phone. Anyone wanting to reach Core Wellness, talk to Dr. E about any prenatal, postnatal issues they're dealing with or otherwise, definitely get us online at alexandriaphysicaltherapist.com. You can call her at 571-403-2673. And then, as you know, we're on Twitter at the Delray TV. And we're on Facebook, too. Be well, everyone. Jennifer, thank you so much. And we look forward to having you back on again. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you. Thanks so much. It was a pleasure.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.